Yuri on Ear, a Podfic fandom AU, written and produced by Opal Song.
Rose as Yuri as Katsudon FTW.
Lavender Frost as Victor, also known as Victor.
Opal Song as Yurio, aka Murder Kitten.
Elise Fiktov as Yakov, aka Yakov Feltzman, Peach Eat, aka Pix Excellence, and Chris, aka Kinky69.
I will also be Yuko, aka Arena Girl, and Georgie.
This is already A plus.
AKA Broken Wing G.
Seer as miscellaneous other voices.
Fair enough. Okay.
This is already A plus.
Okay. Rose, go for it. We're going to start hardcore here.
The tile was cool beneath Tanaka's knees as he mouthed at Sergei's cock, the zipper of Sergei's open dress pants pressing into his cheek. Tanaka couldn't believe that Sergei, a five-time Grand Prix champion, was allowing a failure like Tanaka to touch him. Tanaka, Sergei breathed above him, and Tanaka looked up through the damp lashes to see Sergei's blonde head thrown back against the stall door, pale neck arched and face screwed up in anticipation. His tongue rested on the underside of Sergei's dick as he stared at the god of skating above him. Fuck, Sergei groaned again, threading one hand into Tanaka's hair. Get on with it before someone walks in. Tanaka flushed and finally wrapped his lips around the head of Sergei's dick and sucked.
Excerpt from The Bet, Podfic, by Katsudon FTW. Direct message from at Pixelence.
Good morning.
Ow.
I see someone has a hangover.
Why is my email open? Pitch it. Why do I have 10 kudos on something I never posted?
Oh, so many already.
Pitch it. Fuck.
You did drink that entire bottle of sake. It's a very good recording, though. Very passionate.
Did I even edit it? Never mind, I'm going to take it down.
You definitely edited it. I had to listen to you swear about mouth noises and how they got worse because of the liquid. And no, you can't delete it. Look at this comment. This is amazing. The passion really spoke to me. I'm thinking of recording my own explicit podfic now. Thanks so much for giving me the courage to do it.
I'm no one's inspiration. I couldn't even finish my podfic Big Bang project. That's what caused this whole thing in the first place. Why did I even think I could get drunk and have it not go horribly?
Aw, no. Hugs, you're fine, Yuri. Lots of people drop out. Maybe long podfic just isn't your style.
Whatever, fine, I'll leave it up. I don't want to take away someone's inspiration, I guess. I'm going to get some water.
See you later.
Who wants to take this person? I'll take this person. Fine. Katsudon, FTW.
Jin. Lyrical Diction, posting in DreamWithCom, Amplificathon.
Hey people, anyone seen Katsudon FTW around? They normally post fairly often, and there's been nothing in the past little while. I'm just worried that they're sick or injured or something.
Broken Wing G.
I hadn't realized, but yes, the last thing I can find anywhere on the internet is the podfic of The Bet they posted 6 months ago.
Kinky69.
And wow, what a podfic that was. Katsudon's porn was on point. Gotta wonder how into it they were. Leer.
Lifting Queen. Not everyone is you, Kinky. Ota Bear.
This is a serious post. Please stop.
Extreme Night 33.
Alice, you should do this one.
Okay. They sounded really off in the recording, too. Super breathy and kind of slurring. Do you think they're okay?
Pixelance.
Katsu is okay, just really, really down after not completing PBB. They've been in contact with me over DM. Thank you all for worrying.
Okay, how do you say that?
It's JJ style.
Oh, okay. God. It's JJ style. Oh no, I was going to try to do a French accent. I can't do it.
Do it.
You can do it.
Dude, no, I can't do it. No.
No?
No.
Just give him, like, the smarmiest accent ever.
Dude, lots of people don't... I'm not. That's nothing.
Do it anyway. Pretend you're drunk. Nobody has to know. Just pretend.
No one else. Yeah, you're drunk, so the accent doesn't have to be on point.
Exactly.
Dude, lots of people don't complete...
Okay, well, so just like rawr.
Well, no, that's more Russian.
It's JJ style. Dude, lots of people don't complete PBB. What makes this year so bad? Little Spitfire.
And that's you. That's Minami.
Who's Minami?
Minami's the tiny Japanese kid with red hair.
Yakov is pretty scary. It's JJ style. Yakov is always an asshole about it. Extreme Night 33.
Give them my hugs.
Kinky 69.
Give them my love. All of it. Wink.
Lifting Queen. Was that me before? This is going to get confusing.
It's going to get confusing really fast. To be fair, drunk Podvic.
Yes!
I think I was Lifting Queen.
Okay, be Lifting Queen.
Okay. Let them know we want them to feel better, and that we're waiting patiently for whatever brilliance they come up with next.
Tanaka's gait wasn't the slightest bit wobbly as he came out of the
Okay. Triple axle.
The triple axle thingy with the skate, right?
I need more
water. Tanaka's gait wasn't the slightest bit wobbly as he came out of the triple axle. This was where he was meant to be, where he felt free to be himself. The ice didn't weigh him in judgment. Unlike the expectations of the world, bearing down upon his every movement, pinning him to the solid, unforgiving ground. In the empty rink, he worked his way through the footwork portion and felt tears begin to trace his lashes. He faintly heard Sakura gasp from the boards as he flew into the combination spin. This was Sergei's routine, the one he'd used to win his fifth Grand Prix. While all Tanaka could do was flail and fall, glimpsing his idol, but not able to touch his greatness.
Sorry, I was putting my knitting down. Excerpt from A Podfic of Flying and Falling by Katsudon FTW by Arena Girl. AO3 post by Arena Girl.
I think this is me. Notes. I'm so sorry about this. My girls got a hold of this recording and posted it without the permission of Katsu. I've talked to him, and he says that since everyone has already downloaded it, I don't have to take it down.
Kudos. Lil Spitfire.
Murder Kitten.
Coach C. It's JJ style.
Ota Bear.
44,100 hertz.
Thank you. You should do sarara.
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 Sarara. If you want the English pronunciation of it.
Sarara.
Victor.
Sarara.
Oh my god, I can't believe Katsudon FTW did this. This is amazing. Thank you so much for posting this.
44,100 hertz.
I love how Katsudon FTW's interpretation is more melancholy than Victor's. It really pulls out the inner numbness and sadness Tanaka is feeling. Brilliant, as always.
Murder Kitten.
Is it really okay to be listening to this? Katsudon FTW didn't post it. Edit. And now Arena Girl says that her kids posted it without permission.
Lil Spitfire. Is that me?
Yeah, that's you.
Okay. But it was so sweet and sad and cries big snotty tears. From Victor. Victzero@gmail.com to KatsudonFTW. KatsudonFTW@gmail.com. Subject.
Podfic Big Bang collab. Hey. Wait, what?
I was talking to Seer.
Oh.
Go. Sorry.
Hey. Do you want to...
Okay. Do you want to...
I'm not even drunk!
Also, apparently I am the only person in the world who thinks this, but Tildes are flirty, so yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey. Do you want to collab for Podfic Big Bang this year? I have a fic in mind that is perfect for a multi-voice. Signed, Victor Hart.
From KatsudonFTW, KatsudonFTW@gmail.com, to Victor, VictZeroRee@gmail.com. Subject.
Re Podfic Big Bang collab. Hi, Victor. I'm very flattered that you think of me for this project. I'm not doing any recording right now, though, and I'm sure you can find someone better suited for the part. From Katsudon FTW.
Subject.
Ari, Podfic Big Bang collab. Katsu, there is no one better for this project than you. And what better way to get back into recording than a Big Bang? Signed, Victor. Hart.
Subject.
Re, Podfic Big Bang collab. Hi, Victor. I didn't manage to finish last year, so I think a Big Bang is out of my scope. I wish you well in your project. From Katsudon FTW.
Subject.
Re, Podfic Big Bang collab. But Katsu, I want you. Frowny face. Broken heart.
Subject.
Broken heart. It really is the perfect fic for the two of us. XXX Victor.
Subject.
Broken heart. Please.
Subject.
Broken heart. Hi, Victor. Please stop recording sad fic and dedicating it to me. It is distressing. And fine, I'll do the Podfic Big Bang with you. From Katsudon FTW.
Oh my god.
Apparently that line is real good.
Because it's so Victor. And the response is so Yuri. Okay.
Subject.
Collab! Exclamation point.
You can just squeeze.
Bunch of exclamation points. Bunch of hearts. Best. XXX Victor.
Direct message from @Victor.
Katsu, here's the link to the series I want to do. I want to do the main one for PBB. archiveofourown.org/335469.
I have not figured out whether there's an actual fic at that URL. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. I want that to be an actual fic just right? So people can be like, what the fuck?
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Like, suddenly they, like, where did these hits come from?
Sorry.
This is explicit. This is an explicit fic. I don't normally record explicit stuff.
Liar.
I'm not sure I can pull this off. It seems really involved.
Of course you can pull it off. The bet is one of the hottest podfics out there. Even Kinky admits it.
What? Really?
Have you never listened to it? Shocked face.
Not really, no. It's embarrassing. Also, wow, a DSAU? Why did you need me for this? Isn't Kinky 69 a better fit?
Sorry, just a second.
Don't die!
I've also been told that I should not doubt myself and do a pole dance with my voice. I can't turn Wait, what? On Twitter.
Okay, that nearly cost my microphone its life.
You're welcome.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, just in the context of Yuri on Ice, that is kind of...
Yep.
That is 1,000% an outtake.
Wait. I'm sorry, what did I miss? Not doubt yourself and what?
Hold on. So don't doubt yourself and do a pole dance with your voice.
Oh, God.
Yeah?
Yeah, in the context of Yuri on Ice, yes. Okay. All right, anyway, back to recording. No, I can only imagine it with you. You're so expressive and dedicated. The way you voice characters is my dream. Besides, he's already talking about that Harry Potter porn star reality show AU. I wouldn't want to step on his dreams now, would I?
I suppose not.
So it's decided then. Awesome. I'll go send a
they know why I said it. Back from Cantorina when I said everyone laughed out loud at me reading this tweet.
What
happened? I got it. They know why I said it.
Yep.
I'll go send a permission request now.
Wait, no, I didn't agree to this. Though the writing looks really good and the premise and the world building actually looks solid and interesting. Can I get back to you in a week after I read it?
Already asked. Smiley face. Heart.
You bastard.
Victor Pushy?
Oh, never.
Lifting Queen posted on Wank Report. Murder Kitten is at it again, living up to their name by being both terrible and adorable at the same time. This time, MK is aiming at our beloved, though absent of late, Cassidon FTW. Look at these tweets. No, you listen at Murder Kitten.
Katsudon FTW, fuck you. Victor is doing Podfic Big Bang with me this year. He promised.
Oh my God. Did you read that every time?
Yeah.
No, you listen at Murder Kitten.
At Katsudon FTW, just because you recorded porn for him one time does not give you the right to take this away from me.
Victory at Victor.
At Murder Kitten. Please stop reading over my shoulder at Katsudon FTW.
So it seems we have confirmation of the long-standing theory that Murder Kitten and Victor know each other IRL. Also, it sounds like exciting things are in store for Podfic Big Bang this year. Well, as long as Murder Kitten doesn't find Katsudon FTW in RL and shank them anyway. Comments 20. Sarara.
Oh my God, a collab between Victor and Katsudon FTW? Have all my prayers been answered?
Kinky 69.
Someone should bend Murder Kitten over and spank them. Settle them down.
Lifting Queen. Please, just stop. It's JJ style. Oh, sorry, it's hard to read.
Yeah, sorry.
As long as he doesn't make Victor fail like he did last year. Murder Kitten.
Fuck you. Don't be an asshole. Of course Victor's gonna finish.
Direct message from at Murder Kitten.
Victor is a fucking asshole.
I
can't believe he's making us do this fucking G-rated sequel to this shit. See who embodies the character most. Fucking asshole. If he didn't fucking promise to do this for me last year, I'd fucking dump his ass and go work with someone else.
Dump him? Are you?
Oh, God, no! Ew! He's like my super
fucking annoying older brother! Ugh! Why would you even think that?
Oh, no reason. But yeah, this is a jerk move. I really want to record with him, though. So how do we want to divide this up?
He said I had to be Sasha! Fuck him! I'd make a way better Dom than you any day! And you had to be Tanaka! So we each take their lines.
Most of the fake is from Tanaka's POV. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I get the opening and closing, which are the best fucking parts anyway.
Great! Do you want to record separately or on Skype?
Oh, ugh! Not on Skype! I don't think I can look you in the screen while saying some of these lines. And I'll edit, because if you edit, we'll be waiting on the finished product until after PBB posting.
Okay, I'll make cover art. I'll send you my part as soon as I'm done recording it.
I want it in 2 weeks, you slow fucker.
Smiley face.
Fuck you. I don't need a loser like you to take me down.
Sasha snarled, the blustering rage of a sub who needed the release of dropping, but wasn't allowing themselves to be vulnerable.
I bet you don't even know how.
Tanaka felt a steely sort of calm in that moment. Never before had he truly felt the desire to make someone kneel before him. But in this instant, all he could see was a young competitor who was overwhelmed by pressure and was begging with body and soul, if not with words, for help. He placed one hand gently on the back of Sasha's neck and said one word. Kneel. Sasha crumpled like a puppet with its strings cut. Later, calmed and glazed, sitting at Tanaka's knee in the storage closet of Tanaka's home rink, Sasha mumbled.
How do you know?
After a pause.
That I didn't need the rest of it.
What rest of it? Tanaka said, in his own sort of daze, hyper-focused on the boy beside him.
The sex part of it.
Sasha said, starting to tense again. Tanaka smoothed his hand over the fine blonde hair, applying the slightest pressure, and Sasha bowed his head and relaxed again. That isn't even a fraction of what this is about.
Excerpt from Layback, Podfic, by Murder Kitten and Katsudon FTW. Direct message from @MurderKitten.
Holy fuck! I've never gotten that kind of response before! Is this what it's like to be you all the time?
What? I think maybe the DS universe attracted people, and that fic is pretty popular.
Never fucking mind. Look, you're actually a really good Tanaka. Fuck me if I know how that works. And Victor wanted to do this fic for fucking ever. So you're gonna be his Tanaka, and you are going to not fuck it up, you fucker. Make sure this is the best fucking podfic you've ever fucking recorded in your life. Got it? Good. Fuck you. I'm gonna go choose something better. Was that good?
Yeah.
Oh, Yurio.
Yurio's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. To Yuri, katsudonftw@gmail.com from Pichit. Pixelence@gmail.com. Subject.
Dreams sometimes come true. Hey, Yuri. Haven't heard from you in a while. Has your head exploded from recording with Victor? How's that going, BT-Dub? Do you record over Skype? Have you video Skyped yet? Made any amazingly Freudian mistakes? Tell me.
To Pichit. Pixelence@gmail.com from Yuri, katsudonftw@gmail.com. Subject.
Dreams sometimes come true. Hi, Pichit. Sorry we haven't talked. I'm busy IRL, and now that I'm recording with Victor, I'm forgetting other friends. Sorry. It is going fine. We do record while Skyping. It helps with characterization and flow. We haven't video Skyped. Why would we? Wouldn't that be an extra distraction? Please don't mention that where he can hear you. I sometimes think he's flirting with me, except I'm pretty sure he just flirts with everyone. I don't know. I'm trying to just respond like normal, but it's hard. From Yuri.
That's what she said.
Just wait.
Subject. Dreams sometimes come true. Sorry. Hard, is it? Wink. I don't think he flirts with very many people, actually. I've asked around, and most people say he's friendly and happy to talk to, but not actually flirty? Has he been flirting with you? He has, hasn't he? Go for it, Yuri! I believe in you!
Subject.
Dreams sometimes come true. Not like that! Okay, maybe a little like that. Do you really think he's flirting with me? Why would he flirt with me?
Subject.
Dreams sometimes come true. Oh, really? And yes, for obvious reasons.
Subject.
Help! Pitch it. Help! Today, I recorded the scene where Sergei is forcing Tanaka to stretch and practice in the onsen, and just, I was hard the entire time. I had to leave because I got a call, so I could calm down. How do you record stuff like that without that happening? His voice is just so sexy, and he's so professional about everything. And yet, it's fun to record with him. He gives really good advice for character voices and emotional resonance. I just want to make him proud. Yuri.
Subject.
Help. Don't you want Victor to help? Wink. You didn't even get off to it, did you? So upstanding, Yuri. Try flirting back. See where that gets you.
Subject.
Help. OMG. I hate you. Of course I didn't. You really think I could?
Okay. Oh, come on, Tanaka. I'm a sub. I want to follow orders.
You're my coach. Tanaka was scandalized that Sergei could ask this of him. I feel scandalized.
What was that, Katsu?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. That's right. And as your coach, I'm telling you to order me to get you water.
Okay, Tanaka stammered. How could he order his idol? Really, phone?
You have a call, Rose?
More like Twitter is all like, pay attention to me, pay attention to me. You know you're loving it.
Mine's not on mute, so I'd better fix that.
Yeah, that was the thing that happened. Really, really, really loud buzzing noise. Okay. Okay, Tanaka stammered. How could he order his idol and coach around? Get me water? Please?
You're adorably good at being nervous. I've always loved the expressiveness in your podfics, but this brings it to a whole new level.
Thanks?
And you ruined it. You at least started well, I suppose.
Sergei looked both disappointed and a little baffled.
You need to be able to pull everyone under just by skating for this routine to work.
Why didn't you just give me agape? I'm no good at doming.
And you're good at subbing? Don't answer that. Try again. Give me an order.
Why don't we just take the other parts? I mean, suppose Sergei is the one who knows what he's doing.
Yes, well, You have the range to do nervous and later do commanding, and do both well.
Thank you.
Okay, let's finish this scene, then take a break. Try to really embody the frustration.
I can't, Tanaka whined.
You must.
Sergei continued to pester him for orders all throughout the practice. Finally, Tanaka couldn't take the guilt and despair at being reminded that he was not living up to the expectations of his idol, coach, and shouted, "Shut up!" No, that wasn't right. Let me try again. Shut up! Sergei's eyes flickered closed for half a second before he came back to himself with a perky,
"Good. Now, let's try that again with a little less anger, okay? The mysterious playboy needs to seduce the ladies, not scare them."
Skype transcript of recording session between Katsudon FTW and Victor. Direct message from @Victor.
Victor, can we talk about the upcoming scene?
Sure, Katsu. What do you want to talk about?
I'm not sure how to go about it. Generally, I've tried reading it out loud, but I just can't get through it.
Aw, you can draw on experience or imagination.
I definitely don't have any experience like that. And, my imagination is not. No.
Well, you can always read it with me.
No. I mean, that is, I'm trying to work up to... never mind.
Oh, Katsu, what do you think about a love fest for next month? Everyone is kind of stressed right now. We could use it, right?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, everyone is a little uptight, but that's to be expected right around now, right? Shouldn't you be asking Pixelance or Coach C or Yakov Feltzman about that?
No! Well, maybe Pixelance. But they aren't you. Your status in the fandom being what it is, I think together we could make this happen in a big way.
What status? I'm just the run-of-the-mill podficker.
What? Oh my god, Katsu, no! You're one of fandom's most popular podfickers. You haven't realized it? Wow, some stuff makes sense now. You have to be aware of how loud your voice is in fandom and how far it carries. It's your responsibility as part of fandom.
Yeah, okay. Look, I need to go. See you.
Katsudon at Katsudon FDW.
I'm a failure.
Direct message from at Arena Girl.
Oh, wait, that's me. It's been so long since I've talked. Okay. Oh, no, Yuri, what happened? I thought you were recording the scene with Victor today. Hugs.
I was, or at least I tried, before I failed out like the failure that I am. I didn't even make it to the actual sex, Hugo. I failed out at the door. Literally. And then I just signed off. I ran away, Hugo, from recording sex with Victor. Do you know how many times I've gotten off to his voice? Oh god, that's TMI, isn't it?
That was so good! That was so good!
Minami at Lil Spitfire. At Katsudon, hi. I heard about the snap method for recording. Do you use it? Is it worth checking out? Katsudon at Katsudon FTW.
Yeah. At Lil Spitfire, why would you come to me for advice?
Direct message from at Arena Girl.
Why are people always asking my advice? I'm no one special. I can't even record a blowjob sober. This is inaccurate. I record all the blowjobs sober.
Yeah. Victory. At Victor.
At Katsudon. This is where your voice is carrying. Try to be kinder when you use it. At Little Spitfire. At Little Spitfire. At Katsudon definitely doesn't use the snap method. But that doesn't mean it's wrong for you, smiley face. Try it and see.
Direct message from at Arena Girl.
Fuck. He hates me now. I'm signing off. See you tomorrow.
Hugs!
Sign up post.
Yakov Feltzman, posted to Podfic Big Bang.
It's that time of year again. Get ready to sign up, check in, record, and edit. Podfic Big Bang is here. Rules are here. Timeline is here. Comment here if you have questions. There are no stupid questions, just idiots that don't ask.
Comments 18. Victor.
Katsudon FTW and I are signing up as a group. We will be recording this fic. Title, Cantilever. Written by Opal Song. Fandom, Tanaka on Ice. Pairing, Tanaka/Sergei. Rating, explicit. Summary, oh God, I am losing my voice. Sergei is gorgeous kneeling on the ice, his eyes pleading for Tanaka to reach out and take him. A record of Tanaka and Sergei falling in love. Alternately, a DS close canon AU of Tanaka on ice.
Kinky 69.
Holy shit, you're finally recording this? Hit that Katsu, make him like it.
Yakov Feltzman.
Stop.
Yakov Feltzman.
Thank you for signing up. I trust you will do well.
Lil Spitfire. It's JJ style. Are you even old enough to read this? Lil Spitfire. I'm 18. Kinky 69.
Definitely signing up this year with something even hotter than last year. And not in the fire way. Wink. Title, Round Peg in a Square Hole. Author, Elise Fictive. Fandom, Harry Potter. Pairing, Harry Potter, everyone. Rating, explicit. Aw, yeah. Summary, Harry Potter porn star reality TV show AU. What more can I say?
I'd watch it. Also read it. Also probably record it. Not even gonna lie.
No, this is a fic that I want to exist. So you know.
Somebody write this. I would be involved in recording it.
Oh God.
Murder Kitten.
Oh God.
So rah rah rah.
Don't lie, you're going to listen to it.
Murder Kitten.
Signing up, fuckers! Title, Hate in the Time of Meteors. Author, Rhea314. Fandom, Homestuck. Pairing, Dave Spade's Carcat. Rating, Mutcher. Summary, during the 3 years on the meteor, things get heated between Dave and Carcat. Otherwise known as the most generic Homestuck thing I can think of.
No, I'm sorry. I was just looking at the next line that I have a gaping hole. You should leave that in the pod.
What?
I said I love the AKA. You should leave that in the pod fic.
What? Oh, maybe.
I have a gaping hole.
Kinky 69 posted to Dreamwit.
My life is so empty without my co-pod fiend, Victor. We had so many good times. Waggles eyebrows. It's like he's eloped and left my mic cold in his absence. And he can't even pod around anymore. I'm all soft everywhere in his absence. Oops. Someone should share him again, right?
Comments 3. Katsudon FTW.
This is about me, isn't it?
Kinky 69.
Why would you say that?
But you really are selfish, taking Victor away from the... Y'all are not helping!
Sorry! I don't know this fandom, this is just great!
Once you watch the anime, Rose, you're gonna understand how perfect this is!
I know, it's so perfect, right? Oh my God. I love Chris, he's so easy to write.
Why would you say that? But you really are selfish, taking Victor away from the world like this.
Sorry.
44100 hertz.
Just stop, please.
Tanaka crowded Sergei against the door in their hotel room, hands on either side of his head. Their talk in the elevator had only made him more eager. He looked up into Sergei's eyes and found them glazing over. Returning to that gorgeous look they'd had as he got off on... What?
There's the Freudian mistake.
Well.
Returning to that gorgeous look they'd had as he got off the ice. Seeing Sergei like that, flushed and dazed from his order and skating... The boards, the only thing holding him up, had made Tanaka want to take him right there in the kiss and cry.
What? In the kiss and cry? Why kiss are they crying?
Yeah, it's
actually...
It's where they get the
figure skating jargon, yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. I know nothing about figure skating. You're welcome, Podfig fandom. Anywho.
Had made Tanaka want to take him right there in the kiss and cry.
Please.
Oh, God.
You have this. Just keep going.
I don't think I can. It's so embarrassing. Oh, my God. I think we just had this conversation. I don't think I can. It's just so embarrassing.
Why? What makes it that way?
I can't believe I'm saying these things. And then you. It sounded so real.
Not as real as kinky.
Oh, wow. Thanks. I need that. Okay, I think I'm good.
Oh, are you now?
Sergei moaned, ducking his head. Tanaka caught him in a kiss that was sweet and slow, then pulled back and brought his hands to Sergei's shoulders and pushed. Sergei dropped with an elegance and grace that made Tanaka's hands shake. Was that?
That was perfect. The slight shake to your voice. Katsu, you're... You're a natural, Katsu.
He combed one hand through Sergei's hair before pulling his head to Tanaka's track pants. Sergei mouthed at the fabric over Tanaka's cock and nuzzled into his hip. Tanaka let him for a moment before pulling him back and pointing him at the bed. Excuse me. Crawl was all he could. Crawl was all he could get out around the tightness in his throat and chest, heart pounding like he just finished his free skate. Sergei looked like moonlight and sin as he crawled, naked, unblemished skin, a siren song that Tanaka was unwilling to resist.
Fuck.
Skype transcript of recording session between Katsudon FDW and Victor. Direct message from @Victor.
Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Hmm? Oh no. What happened, Katsu? You're swearing.
The shop just told me my computer will take 2 weeks to fix. Fuck. We don't have 2 weeks to spare in the schedule.
Katsu, stop panicking.
I can't stop panicking. Why would you tell me not to panic?
Should I buy you a new computer? Would that help?
No! Why would you offer that? That's way over the top. We barely know each other, and that is a lot of money.
I thought we were friends.
Of course we are, Victor. Sorry, I just need a solution.
maybe there are podfickers that don't use computers. I'm pretty sure.
Tapes.
Sorry.
What?
What? Just like tapes. Oh shit. Also, Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year.
Let's burn 2016 with fire.
Oh god.
And alcohol.
Clink. Clink the water.
Burn it with fire, then piss on the ashes. Anyway.
Sorry.
Back to work.
Happy New Year.
Maybe they're a pot.
We're past the porn.
Maybe there are podfickers that don't use computers. I'm pretty sure Yakov used to use tapes. How would we transfer those to digital?
Oh, here. I found someone who talks about using their phone, but the sound quality difference. Fuck, this is going to ruin the fic.
Oh, phones. Yes, that works. And no, it won't. Look, this person here, fake Linky Link.
No, shut up! I'll get to it when I get to it. Jesus. Shut up! I was gonna actually link to something of Rita's where she talks about using a pillow fort.
Can we keep this in the actual topic that this posts? Because this is great.
Uses pillows as a sound barrier, and the scenes we're doing next need the extra intimacy. I'll make one too. We'll be the same.
Yeah. Smiley face. Okay, I'll be right back. Also, where the hell were we? Because apparently my computer scrolled when I walked away.
You guys were just about to start the next.
Okay, this is part of a fic, Fred, or is he genuinely IRL? Okay.
Yeah, this is part of a fic. Right. You will never hit them in IRL.
Should I?
Because online.
Okay.
Oh, baby.
Okay.
Please don't die.
My dying podfic. Let's see.
You don't want this as your legacy.
No, don't die yet. There's so much more. There's rare so fandom you need to die over, not this one.
No, my dying podfic should be Shakespeare. Okay, anyway.
Don't make it this drunk thing. This drunk mess.
All right.
Mess.
Should I kiss you or something? Everything okay?
One of the pillows just fell. Give me a moment. Sergei's voice was tight as he tried not to seem affected, but Tanaka could see he was bewildered and like he was almost panicking himself. No! Tanaka yelled, tears and snot. Just a sec.
Sorry.
Tears and snot making a mess of an... So many fireworks right now.
If it helps, I...
I think I actually heard that one.
If it helps, I'm not hearing them on my end.
Tears.
Possibly there are fireworks.
They're definitely on my end. I can hear the pop, 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 pop. Tears and snot making a mess of his face. He didn't look anything like a Dom should in that moment. And yet, the power was there. And that one word. Sergei's eyes widened and then dropped.
What can I do for you then?
He asked, more open and submissive than Tanaka had ever seen him. Wow, this is really working.
I know, the pillows are brilliant.
Oh, I meant that you sounded like the most open you ever have.
Oh. Thank you, Katsu.
Yuri.
Hmm?
My real name is Yuri.
Hmm. Thank you, Yuri.
Just have more faith than I do that I'll win. You don't have to say anything. Just stand by me. Sergei looked up at that, eyes widening again. A small smile started on his face, and he took a step forward, enveloping Tanaka in a hug.
Of course. Oh, I was going to blow my nose too, but okay.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead and do that, because probably
somebody else. Yeah, it could be genuine with me.
Yeah, you can use one of mine from earlier.
Here we go.
Skype transcript of recording session between Katsudon FTW and Victor. Direct message from @Victor.
Yuri, I'm so sorry.
What's wrong?
Makachin ate something he shouldn't have, and I'm sitting in the vet's office right now.
Oh no! Will he be okay?
They're very positive, but I didn't bring my laptop, and I still have a couple of scenes to edit to get us to 75% for the art matching tomorrow.
I'll do it. It's the latest section, right? Where did you last edit?
But you hate editing.
Victor, look after Makachin. He's way more important than getting art, and I can do this. What was the last thing you edited?
Sasha's short program. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Direct message from @Pixelance.
Yuri, is everything okay?
I'm not going to get it done. We're going to fail because of me.
Yuri, what happened?
Victor's dog is sick, so I said I'd finish the editing, and now it's not going to get done in time. And then Victor's going to hate me, and we'll never finish it, and I'll fail again. And then I'll never be able to record ever out of shame and guilt.
You okay now? Hugs?
Yeah. Fuck mouth noises, you know?
Story of my fucking life.
You know, I didn't even reflect about him half the time.
Lol. Yeah, Yuri, I know. Art claim sign-up post.
Yaka Feltzman posted on Podfic Big Bang.
Art claims deadline is here. This is your last chance to get matched with an artist. Art can include fan mixes, cover art, sound effect or music incorporation, other projects providing they are approved. Reminder that Podfics are required to be 75% complete to participate in the art process. Comment below to indicate your interest in getting art for your Big Bang project. Note, you are not required to sign up for this to complete Podfic Big Bang.
G does voices.
8 out of 8 chapters recorded. 6 out of 8 edited. I'd love cover art.
Murder Kitten.
On my final edit pass, fuckers. Give me art if you want.
Katsudon, FTW.
I'm not sure if the last couple of scenes are up to Victor's normal standards, but we are 76.5% complete. If any artist wants to spend the time on this, both Victor and I would be honored. Sergei, Tanaka said, turning and dropping the phone from his ear. Go back to Japan right now. Sergei froze, competition face fading into bewilderment. Only after he said it did Tanaka realize that it had been an order. That Sergei's knees had bent and then locked as if he had had to stop himself from kneeling right there in the hallway. Tanaka's face flushed, and he continued. I'll handle free skate on my own.
Why?
Sergei croaked out.
Literally.
And Tanaka could see him trembling as he approached. Tanaka told him. Sergei did start trembling then. Obviously torn between his beloved cat and his duty to Tanaka. But Tanaka knew now. Knew he can do this, be this, on his own. His order to leave him was proof enough. He ordered Sergei to leave. And Sergei went.
Excerpt from Cantilever Podfic by Katsudon FTW and Victor. Victory @Victor.
And back...
Sorry.
Are you
okay?
And back home safe and sound. Thanks to the staff at Little Paws Big Hearts Veterinary Hospital for the prompt professional care.
Pixar, it didn't happen. At Pixelence.
I have no idea how to render this. Opal? Help!
Grin, 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 grin! Thumbs up!
Grin, 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 grin! Thumbs up!
That's great.
Ooh, I totally spiked my volume there. Sorry.
Minami at Little Spitfire. OMG, I was so worried. I'm so glad. Katsudon at Katsudon FTW.
I'm so glad he's okay. Hugs from Akachin.
Direct message from at Victor.
Hugs from Makachin, but not for me? Frowny face.
So needy. You weren't the one in the hospital, but hugs for you too, smiley face. The check-in went fine.
Of course it did. I believed in you every moment.
Victor.
Yes. I can see you typing. Just spit it out, heart.
Will you record the rest of the series with me after PBB is done?
Yes. I want the series to never end.
Wait, did you say that Magachin went to Little Paws Big Hearts Veterinary Hospital?
Yes. What are you thinking, Yuri?
That isn't my city. My dog used to go there. Victor, we live in the same city.
Grinning face, heart.
To Peachit, pixelence@gmail.com, from Yuri, catsydonftw@gmail.com. Subject.
Date. Hi, Peachit. I just found out that Victor lives in my city. Do you think I should ask him out? Should I wait for him to ask? I don't really want to, but should I? Wait, that is. Should I not get my hopes up because he's a creepy internet stalker? Help, pitch it, Yuri.
To Yuri, catsydonftw@gmail.com, from Peachit, pixelence@gmail.com. Subject.
Re-date. Yeah! Yes! Of course you should ask him out. You shouldn't wait. He cast you in the dom role, right? Assert that dominance, winky face. And he isn't a creepy stalker. You've heard his voice. You've recorded porn together. It'll be fine. P.S. I bet he's hot. Winky face.
Subject.
Re-re-date. Pitch it? Oh my gosh. Oh gosh. Oh.
He's such an innocent cinnamon roll.
Oh, gosh. Now I'm thinking about what he looks like. You had to remind me about the porn recording, but lots of people do that together. I mean, Kinky does it with, like, everyone. Oh, wow. Do you think Victor is dating Kinky? They did record together a lot, and he did post that pretty jealous post. Have I been taking Victor away from his boyfriend?
Subject.
Re-re-re-date. Face palms. Oh my god, Yuri, calm down. Victor and Kinky are obviously not dating. Why? A, Kinky hasn't shown up to murder you. And B, Victor has been flirting so hard at you that I'm honestly surprised you aren't dating already.
Subject.
Re-re-re-re-date. Yeah. Okay. Date. I'm going to ask him. What do I ask him to do? Pitch it. Where do I take him?
Subject.
Re-re-re-re-re-date. I don't live in your city. How would I know?
Subject.
Grr. Pitch it.
Katsudon at Katsudon FTW.
Oh god. con thing that Kiki.
Oh,
I'm so happy somebody noticed.
Oh, Chris.
I'm so happy.
Right.
No one has commented on it. I'm like, oh, maybe it's not as funny as I thought it was.
All right. Can we move on now?
Yeah, sorry.
We good? I need date ideas for a fandom person. Help.
Yeah.
Penis
emoticon.
Penis emoticon at kinky69.
At Katsudon FTW. Sorry, let's try that again without the cough. At Katsudon FTW. Strip club on amateur night. Winky face, get up on that pole and whim with your body.
Katsudon at Katsudon FTW.
At kinky69. That's not actually helpful.
JJ at It's JJ Style. Katsudon FTW, rock show of your band. Just make sure that your fan club is notified beforehand. JJ at It's JJ Style. Katsudon FTW. Alternately, a nice outdoor cafe can work. JJ at It's JJ Style. At Katsudon FTW, or shopping. Lots of people like shopping together. Katsudon at Katsudon FTW.
JJ at It's JJ Style. Huh. The cafe idea is really good, actually. Thanks.
Blue Roses at Broken Wing G.
At Katsudon FTW. Wherever you take them, make it a lasting impression and deep with meaning. You never know when the good times will shatter.
Oh, dear God.
Minami at Lil Spitfire. At Katsudon FTW. Comic book stores are great. Or maybe an old school arcade? Good luck. Sarah's bro at MS4Eva.
At Katsudon. A romantic candlelit dinner followed by a romantic movie. What do you think? At Sararara. Good plan?
Solo skater at Sararara.
At MS4Ever. At Katsudon FTW. I think that's a little heavy for a first date. Also, some people just want to be single. Or actually date?
Sarah's bro at MS4Ever.
Sarah at Katsudon FTW. We could call seeing The Notebook on our couch a date if you really wanted.
Solo skater at Sarah.
At MS4Ever at Katsudon FTW. No, I do not want. I want to go out with a guy without you stalking me.
Katsudon at Katsudon FTW.
At Sararara. At MS Forever. Maybe you could then tag me from this conversation. I don't think I'm involved.
That awkward moment.
No, you listen. At Murder Kitten.
At Katsudon FTW. Holy fuck, he'll like it wherever you take him. Try a recording booth. Ugh.
Skull Candy at Otabear.
At Murder Kitten. At Katsudon FTW. A recording booth sounds like a great podficker date idea.
It really does.
I know.
I would go on this date.
Yep.
Victory at Victor.
At Katsudon FTW. Are you asking someone out? Frowny face.
Someone is oblivious.
Yes. Victor is very oblivious.
Tumblr post by Pixelance.
I present this as evidence that 1. Katsuvik is canon. Grin! 2. I won the bet, Pay up, Kinky. 3. The universe loves me. Audiophile. Yeah, wow. Not me. Not have a whistle in me.
Yeah, it's a good thing I didn't take this part because I cannot whistle. I am physically unable to.
Whatever. Just, like, ignore all the sound effects. Just, like, go.
Sorry.
Oh, I found them. Katsu said he was taking Victor to his favorite local coffee shop. It's really cute. He drags me here every time I visit him. They allow dogs inside, which I think is what makes it Katsu's favorite. Oh, look at them. They're sitting right by the window so I can see them. Wow, Victor is actually really attractive. Go, Katsu. Go, Podfic fandom, for having some pretty people involved.
Right? So many pretty people in fandom.
Maybe I'll edit that. No one wants to hear 10 minutes of silence. I wonder if I could go in and get a coffee. They look really good. Oh, wait, here they come. I wonder where they're going next. It looks like they're heading to the local dog park. So exciting. Makachin looks in good health. If that's Makachin. Oh no, don't look my way. Hide.
Pinchit, is that you? Oh my gosh, why are you here? Are you in town for makeup some school or work reason? I'm trying to bleep it out anyway.
That's fine. I'll bleep it out.
Tell me. Cool.
Pidget, were you following me?
Why? Your love is so pure and new. I wanted to capture a record for the ages.
Oh my god, Pidget. Are you recording this?
Only audio. No, don't.
Yuri, would you introduce us?
Oh, right. Victor, this is my best friend, Pidget. He is known as Pixelance online.
Glad to make your acquaintance.
Awesome to meet you too, man who stole Yuri's heart. Now show some love to the camera.
You said you were only taking audio. That's it. Give me the phone or stop recording.
My, my, Victor's been good for your confidence. Okay, fine. # Katsuvik, # canon, # audiophile, # not podfic for once, # date stalking, # surprise visit, # twoolove.
And we just filled in the giggling.
With 153 notes.
Stop! Victor, we're recording. The mic is running.
Fine, fine. You're just so cute when you're focused on recording.
Okay. Hey, I'm not narrating for once. This is weird.
Okay.
Sorry. So much narrating when your voice is already gone.
Okay, let's see. Tanaka was flushed from the cold, trembling as he gripped the chain and tried to speak, the choir singing in front of them, hiding them from the casual eye, and the snow falling all around them lent the whole scene a sense of dreamy intimacy. Sergei couldn't do anything but stand there on the cathedral steps and wait for Tanaka to move him to his will. He was half down already, just from looking at the chain in Tanaka's hand. Tanaka's hand was feather light on Sergei's shoulder, and he was kneeling. He could...
Victor, why are you kneeling? Are you okay?
I'm in character, Yuri.
But, Victor, the mic is up here. It won't catch your lines properly if you kneel and your posture.
But I like being down here, Yuri.
Victor...
Fine. Oh, wait. Laugh, right? Wait. Fine. He could barely hear the choir over the pounding of his heart. It felt like he had wanted this for so long. As he fastened the chain snugly around Sergei's neck, Tanaka said,
"Thank you for everything up to now."
Sergei bowed his head and just let the words wash over him as Tanaka continued,
"I couldn't think of a better way than this,"
and trailed off. Sergei looked up at him, haloed by stars and the saints in the background, and knew he was willing to wait forever for this Dom. His Dom.
"But, I'll try my best from now on. You okay? Shit, you're crying."
"Yeah, this part just gets me every time. It really resonates with me, you know?"
"Yeah." "You okay to move on?"
"Yeah, just..." "Okay, damn it. Okay, yeah, go."
"But, I'll try my best from now on."
Tanaka haltingly continued, and Sergei knew, somehow deep within himself, that Tanaka wasn't just talking about skating or being a good dom, but all of that and more. And Sergei let himself trust and let himself fall. "Love you, Yuri."
"You too."
Excerpt of recording by Katsudon FTW and Victor.
Tanaka on Ice, Ken Deliver.
Katsudon FTW, posted on Podfic Big Bang.
Title, Ken Deliver. Author, Opal Song. Readers, Katsudon FTW and Victor. Fandom, Tanaka on Ice. Pairing, Tanaka, Sergei. Rating, explicit. Length, 3 hours, 28 minutes, and 10 seconds. Size, 92.1 megabytes. Summary. Sergei is gorgeous kneeling on the ice, his eyes pleading for Tanaka to reach out and take him. A record of Tanaka and Sergei falling in love. Alternately, a DS closed canon of Tanaka on ice. Links, MP3, Podbook, Archive Link, AO3, Katsudon FTW Dreamwith, Victor's Dreamwith.
Comments, 7. Murder Kitten.
"Ha! I posted 3 days ago. How late can you be?"
Katsudon FTW.
"I'm so happy you finished. You're so great at this."
Kinky69.
"Holy fuck. This is hot as hell. Downloading now, but already streaming. Katsudom. Meow. You can dom me any day. Copod grin?"
Victor.
"Thank you, but Katsu is mine for that sort of thing." Smiley face.
Katsudon FTW.
"Wow, thank you. But yeah, I'm still a little nervous about the explicit stuff, so I'm sticking to Victor."
Kinky69.
"I bet you are." Lear.
G does voices.
"Downloading."
"See you next level." The end.
Oh, okay. We're supposed to do it together?
3, 2, 1.
Okay, yeah. Who's Me? Counting down? Okay, okay. Sorry.
You're dying. I will count.
Okay. We're almost at the end. Second last scene.
After go.
Okay.
Otherwise, she could just fix it. It doesn't really make a difference anyway.
Yeah.
It really doesn't.
3, 2, 1, go.
The end.
End.
Or not.
Yeah.
Close enough.
If you liked this podfic, please leave feedback for both us and the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/KatsudonFTW. Thanks for listening. Reader's notes. We're done!
No, we're not. We still have to edit it.
Don't be a downer, Katsu. We finished recording, and it went so well.
Yeah, I guess it's over now.
which means everyone should look out for the next in the series because Tanaka and Sergei's story isn't over yet, and neither is ours.
Speaking of which, I just want to tell anyone who's gotten this far just how much this story means to me. Because of the story, I'm more confident in my abilities as a podficker.
You do the porn so well, Yuri. So well.
And I also got to really meet and get to know Victor. So I want to thank everyone who helped and are still helping us through this, and Victor for being...
the very best boyfriend?
Yeah. Okay, that.
I want to thank you. This is my absolute favorite fic in this fandom, maybe in any fandom, and I didn't want to record it until I had the right person. So, thank you.
Till next time.
So, for this, do you want me to read all the voices every time?
No. Ugh. Except... okay.
Oh boy.
So we won't read the voices every time for like the real thing, but here we've only got like four people going. So yes.
Okay.
Yes, if you would.
Okay.
Because otherwise you're just gonna get a lot of the same people talking over and over and over again.
And it's gonna be really confusing.
Okay. Yeah.
Room set two. Podficker party. A little Spitfire. So there's really no minimum? Pixelance.
Nope. You can record the smallest podfic ever if you want.
Otabear.
Keep in mind that that means there's a chance you could receive something tiny.
G does voices.
There's no maximum either. As JJ keeps reminding us, where do you even find the time?
It's JJ style. Some of us need to keep in practice if we're going to make the big leagues. Lyrical diction. Some of us know that G Does Voices already has an IMDb page, unlike some posers here. It's JJ style. Just because I have a distinct style. Kinky 69.
Distinct style, eh? Eh? I've got a style. Or rather, a method, Lear.
Lil Spitfire. What? Pixelance.
Don't do it! No! You asked! Frowny face!
Kinky 69.
I'm a method actor. I get into the headspace and body space of my roles.
Victor.
He means he's actually getting off when he records.
Sa-ra-ra-ra.
Oh my god.
MS forever.
What? We are never listening to that again?
Murder Kitten.
Holy fuck, ew! Why would you tell me that? Fuck! I need to go find my brain bleach.
Otabear.
Hands bleach.
Murder Kitten.
Gargles it! Fuck!
Coach C. Just a reminder, Amplificathon is coming up soon, just so you know. Lil Spitfire, what happens if I get someone I don't know and I don't know what they like? For ITPE. Otabear.
You might get someone you don't know, but we work very hard to match people by what kind of fic they like. Dear Podficker letters help a lot with that.
Arena Girl.
They're really very good.
MS Forever.
I hope we get matched this year, sa-ra-ra-ra. Heart.
Sa-ra-ra-ra.
I don't think that is a good idea. I like mature fic, but not when it's read by my brother.
Pixelance.
Noted.
MS Forever.
Frown! Hashtag rejected again.
Extreme Knight 33.
Who did Extreme Knight?
I don't remember. Was it me?
I think it was you.
Okay, sorry. Hang on, I need to get my...
And another outtake.
Speaking of rejection, there's a commenter that keeps requesting I record things.
Murder Kitten.
Burn! Fucking owned!
Extreme Knight 33.
Does anyone know how I can politely say that I don't do requests?
Sorry.
I know you
I
have
fail
feeling.
At scrolling.
We lost the page.
I literally fail at scrolling.
4100.
44100 hertz.
You just did.
Katsudon FTW.
You just did.
Extreme Knight 33.
Haha! Yeah, I guess I did. Has anyone else gotten out of the blue requests?
Broken Wing G.
Several commenters continually wreck a fic called Winter Roses to me, but I haven't yet had the opportunity to read it.
Can we just call him Victor? Evanescence?
He's so dramatic!
It's like when I was first watching the show, I kept kind of... you know, under my breath humming Bring Me to Life whenever he was skating. Yeah, anyway.
I'm glad I captured that for you.
Victor.
Well, Katsu and I are a positive example of this. Heart.
Katsu Dawn, FTW.
Yeah, I mean, I know I repotted something of yours, but your message was really shocking.
Victor.
Ellipses. You sent me a copy of the bet before it was even posted. I checked the timestamp and asked to collab with me. That was out of the blue.
Katsudon, FTW.
What?
Broken Wing G.
That is definitely a sudden solicitation.
G does voices.
And you've responded?
Otabear.
Oh my.
Kinky69.
Aw, yeah! Get some, Katsudom!
Katsudon, FTW.
Oh, God. Oh, God! I did. I just found the email. I'm sorry. I need to go drink my sorrows away.
Pixelence.
Isn't that what got you into this mess in the first place?
Yes.
Katsudon, FTW. Sorry.
I get too excited. I just like...
Katsudon, FTW.
Yes!
Victor.
Well, if your drinking and drinking makes you send me porn, I've got somewhere to be. Bye, all. Heart.
Murder Kitten.
Yes! Go! Hell yes! Everyone follow him! Otabear and I were trying to fucking plan a project, but no, you assholes had to come in and crash that.
Pixelence.
Aw, but you called the room Podficker Party. We couldn't help but crash.
Kinky69.
Are you jealous you can't plan porn with your crush with us here? Don't mind us. We'd love to watch, Lear.
Coach C. Please stop. G does voices.
No.
Broken Wing G.
This is repulsive.
Wake me Extreme up inside. Why are you like this all the time?
Lil Spitfire. OMG, no! Arena Girl.
Shakes head.
Lyrical Diction. Stop. Just stop. Pixelance.
Kinky, you're ruining it!
Otabear.
You are not welcome to watch.
Murder Kitten.
Holy fuck no! All you fuckers out right this instant! No, you know what? I'm just gonna take this to DMs. I'm out! Fuckers!
The end. Oh, wait. Sorry.
The end!
The end! The end!
Thank you all for doing this with me.
17 drunk potfic. You're welcome.
That was really good, guys.
Oh, God.
Okay. Thank you all for being part of my fandom AU.
I mean, like, if it helps, last year we made Opal Song do Hamilton, and she doesn't know Hamilton.
That is true. We did drunk Hamilton, and I had to be Hamilton fuck dialing himself.
You were a badass Hamilton, though.
We don't have a Yakov, I believe.
That's you.
You said you wanted to do Yakko.
I'll take that one too. Okay.
I'll edit this shit.
Tanaka couldn't believe
this. Explicit as it gets.
You're killing my like role.
Sorry.
You're bringing it
to be fair. You
tried to hold it back for the poor.
You're killing the moment, mood, Opal Song.
In this moment, Yuri is supposed to be super drunk while recording this.
if it helps, this is how I super drunk record porn. It's like so super serial.
There you go. Sorry.
Why do I have 10 kudos on something I never protest? I never protested.
Katsu, there is no one better for this project than you. And what better way to... God damn it, my Firefox crashed. My Firefox crashed. Sorry about that.
Worst!
Can to be fair, the rest of us, like, I don't know what our sound is going to sound like.
Hi, hubby.
I keep fidgeting, and I'm like, my hands
I'm
are
sorry
right
about
by the
penis
microphone.
Last year.
To be fair, I keep fidgeting with the fucking microphone, so.
Yeah, I really need to blow my nose.
That's actually housemate who missed the entire adventures last year.
Should we share the penis with the housemate?
La 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 la.
To be fair, apparently later there is going to be dragon penis,
and it will be wonderful because last year it was wonderful, regardless of how awkward it was with me being alone in it. Kendria told me that I should be acting with complete earnestness, and I feel like I'm doing it wrong now.
What? Okay, I went ahead and downloaded it as a PDF, so hopefully
on the Twitter,
have to worry about my
Firefox.
All right, so. Of course you can pull it off. The bet is one of the hottest podfics out there. Sorry.
Mouth noises.
Don't worry about it.
I'm not, because I'm like, this thing is right next to my mouth. There's so many mouth noises happening right now. Okay, I'll BRB.
Scrolling. I hate scrolling. That was so good. So good depression. Oh, Katsudon, and your ability to overshare when emotionally compromised.
Yep.
I failed out of recording sex with Victor.
And it's extra funny because Rose has never failed out of recording sex in her life.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, you were there for the dragon sex last New Year. That bottle of wine was almost all me.
Pretty much, yeah.
I should get water.
I had one glass.
Yeah, you had one glass. I had the rest.
Hello?
Hello.
Like 12 minutes till New Year.
Yeah. I have water. This is
my
good.
My voice is getting more and more froggy.
Do you hold that? I'll hold
We're
this.
We're getting to the point where we'll be done eventually.
I believe
in you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll be done. We haven't gotten to the second porn yet. The porn that isn't actually porny.
I also don't remember where we are. Where are we?
Katsudon at Little Spitfire, why would you come to me for advice?
Right.
Also, I hope you realize, Rose, I made you be the dog.
I noticed. It's awkward and uncomfortable. I love you, but it's awkward and uncomfortable.
Please.
Stretch your podficking muscles. Oh,
God.
My podficking muscles are, you know, limp boners.
Stretch yourself.
Limp boners. Stretch. So many limp boners. They just like flop it around in your face. You're welcome for that.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't mean you can't still stretch.
No. I can do Dom by myself. It's just doing Dom with other people is awkward.
Oh, God, you guys. I feel like and one of the tags for this podfic when it goes up on AO3 is Sick Lavender Frost slowly loses her voice.
Baby.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. Starting up again.
All right. Let me finish this thing with me saying it right and not being awkward. Like, what the fuck is that?
It'll at least be in the outtakes. There will be so many fucking outtakes. Oh my God. Be like, the fic is late. It's like half an hour. Outtakes. Half an hour. God.
Fake linky link. Something of Rena's.
Just make up a link, okay? To a Dream With account, probably.
Look, this person here, Opal Song at Dream With, uses... Look, this person here, Opal Song at Dream With.
Wow, you used me. Well, I... Wow.
Is that?
I so do not use pillows.
I'm sorry. Area. Are you offended or something?
No, that's good. That's good. That's good. I was just like, you said my name, and I was like, no, don't follow that link. You'll get nothing helpful.
I couldn't think of anything else at the moment. Sorry. I just...
No, that's good. That's good. That's good. Good, good.
But yeah, one of the tags for this definitely needs to be sick Lavender Frost slowly loses her voice.
Lavender Frost is dying. Oh no, we were so drunk, guys. We're so sorry.
Lavender Frost's dying.
Are we apologizing for our drunk? You never apologize for your drunk.
Also,
I'm so ashamed of you guys.
I may actually, like, when I take this, it's like, we were so drunk. I'm so sorry.
I apologize for nothing. And I feel...
I might post this separately from the rest
also,
of the
thing. Also, guys, a distant son says hello from 2017. She's messaging me on Skype right now. And
join us and inhabit my horribleness at being a dom. I suck at this, you guys.